All right, so today is the day of 3.2, and I'm running around Zios like a moron because I didn't do any of it on PTS, and I'm currently trying to find some cannons in the middle. It's a pretty wicked little place. There's a lot of going on, so I'll be messing with that, I guess, later on today. But there's a lot going on right now for healers, and I always wanted to talk a little more about the changes on the PTS 3.21 patch. And really more get into what the game as a whole is going or doing or becoming or whatever. First thing is the 3.2 patch released some nerfs to bosses that we got to take with a grain of salt for a couple reasons. First of all, it's they're nerfing things that suggest only that they want teams to progress a little further, meaning that now they in their timeline is when they want teams to be too... Or four, I guess. Four or five. Is that what it is? Four, one, two, three, four. Yeah, like four of ten in hard mode. And they want them to at least move up through lurker and story mode. Because they're not nerfing everything in the raids. They're only nerfing certain bosses. And even on, like on under lurker, they're only nerfing certain things and certain difficulties. But it's interesting that they're nerfing basically all of Bulo. The hard mode fight of Bulo, which is really tells you something about where the game is and where raiders are, because that's not a terribly hard fight. It's a lot of damage for sure, but you can three heal it. Pre nerf, you could three heal it and still kill it. Like, that's not a problem. I haven't pulled it yet with the nerf, so I'll know more later. But it's interesting that they're nerfing certain fights, certain difficulties, and you can tell that they're kind of pushing the raid teams into a certain progression or to a certain kind of clearance of the raids. And it goes to everybody's earlier point. Everybody knows this, that the raids are harder this time around. So they didn't do across the board nerf. They did nerfs to a certain things because they want certain, you know, stuff to happen. So don't think and don't get too excited about these nerfs, because they're not opening up the raid to people who have had problems with commanders, people who have problems with Master Baxter, people who have problems with Torque. No, I guess Torque was kind of nerf. I haven't got a chance to look at it. So all this tells me is that BioWare wants people to progress a little further as a whole. Like, as a whole. Not like, you know, a lot of us have gone further than that. A lot of us have blah, blah, blah. But as a whole, it tells me where rating is in the game. That they think that these bosses have been harder or this hard long enough, and now they can ease them up a little bit and let people progress. So, you know, that's cool. But the one thing that I kind of remind myself, and the one thing that I know is coming, is the nerf to healers. So, while they're nerfing raids to some extent, they're nerfing healers to a greater extent. So, you have until 3.21 to do whatever progression you're going to do, assuming you've had problems this time. You know, assuming you're having problems with Bulo for whatever reason, assuming you've had problems with the Walker fight for whatever reason, and assuming in story mode, at least, you've had some problems with Lurker for whatever reason. It's not, you know, I'm not here to, like, judge that. It's just you're having problems. The raids are getting nerfed, so healers have less damage to handle, and that's cool, I guess. But come 3.21, whenever that drops, you're also going to have less heals and less abilities, and you're getting nerfed. So at the end, it might actually even itself out, which is dumb. Like, I don't understand. I really don't. I don't understand how when 3.0 launched, they changed the classes to a really big extent. Like, they changed the playstyle of Sorcs completely. They kind of changed the playstyle of operatives and nerfed them a little bit, honestly, and they completely I still think buffed mercs. I still will make the argument that mercs kind of got a buff because of how the class is designed and because of how the fights are, not so much because of the numbers, though, because the numbers were taken down. So they did all of that, and then they made the raids harder, and then now they're making the raids easier to some extent, but they're nerfing healers kind of overall once this new thing comes out of the PTS. So just remember that. Remember, enjoy your whatever. If you guys get new progress because of this, that's really cool. Get your gear. Have fun. Just know that it might even itself out when the healing nerfs come. So to that point and to that topic, healing nerfs on 3.2.1 on the PTS. I have more thoughts on it. I did a quick thing on it, but I've had a chance to think about it. I've had a chance to read posts and talk to other healers and really kind of think about what it means for the classes. And I have some crystallized thoughts on that. So those changes are, here are some of the things that concern me about those. And some reasons why I think it's too early maybe to kind of panic and start throwing classes overboard. So this the sakes. This is what happens when you text and try to play a game and have dogs that you have to open a door for. I'm doing too much at the same time, and I say stuff like sakes instead of sorks. I think I was trying to say sages and sorks at the same time to multitask. So I think what happens with the sorks and the sages is that consumption and noble sacrifice is getting kind of wrecked with like an R, like R-E-K-T, wrecked. And I don't think the devs realize exactly what the implication is going to be. And that makes me sad because I think there's a common thread in the PTS. And anytime the devs post something to classes, and even the game, you know, I mean, everybody made fun of the idea. I guess one of the devs, it might have been Musco, though I know he's not a dev, but I guess Musco and Cantinas seemed surprised that people had got 50 legacy. When I had 50 legacy, like the first, like 7 months of the game or something, the first year of the game, I remember having 50 legacy when, like, Caraga's Palace was still progression. Like, it's insane that they don't know how much we play the game. So, for them to not know also what these changes actually mean to a real-world application of healers doesn't surprise me, honestly, because I think they sit behind numbers and they sit behind metrics and sit behind algorithms that don't really tell you how things apply. It's the same thing of, like, you see cops get trained on, like, simulators, right? But then you go out in the real world and you're like, okay, this doesn't actually matter. Or if you do what I do, my profession, in classes, they try to teach you it, but when you go actually do it, you realize that everything your teacher said was wrong and generally crap. That's kind of the feeling I get sometimes from listening to reading what the devs write about what changes will do, about what they anticipate the changes will mean, and then what they actually mean. The Sage and Sork have been consistently a really good example of this. So in the PTS forums, the devs have said that the changes they're making are supposedly going to help us with more controlled bursts. And it's a quality of life improvement. And the term quality of life has become a joke, essentially. It's become just a joke. Anytime now, somebody used it on Twitter, not talking about SWTOR, and I kind of cringed. It's the new heel to full, honestly. And what they think is that putting consumption or noble sacrifice on a 1.5 second cast, making our heals cost more, also making our heals hit for more, you know, as well, and then nerfing innervate, somehow that's going to help with burst. Just saying it out loud, I kind of get throw in my throat a little bit. Now, first of all, innervate is burst. Innervate was born to burst. When burst was born, it spawned innervate. That thing is ridiculous. Like, it crits like at 4K something and ticks on a person for many times, and it's a single target heal. That's quite literally the definition of burst. It bursts on one person for a ton of heals, and it's really a strong heal that's off a relatively short cooldown. They're nerfing that, okay? There are bigger problems, though. They're also boosting the cost of heals. So if you consider Resurgence, and I'm sorry, I don't remember what it is on the sword, but it's the heal you hit to set up your other heals. If you hit Resurgence now, that costs more. So the heal you use to buff your other heals costs more. And it's a heal you hit a lot. Sorks and Sages hit that heal a lot. During the fight, you are constantly using it to buff this, to buff that, to speed up this, to make this cheaper. And it costs more, which means you're going to be spending more for a heal you use all the time. If you consider that heal costs more, that innervate is weaker, and that you stand still literally doing nothing for 1.5 seconds, you do nothing. I mean, that's kind of ridiculous. That the only way you have to get force back, the only way Sorks and Sages have to give force back, is a 1.5 second cast where you have nothing to do. The animation, at least on the Sork, is you just stand there. It kind of looks like Crushing Darkness, and then at the end you get the Consumption Lightning. And you get your force back, 15 force. You get 15 force back, all of our heals cost 15 more. I mean, I'm not a scientist. I know I come across as super intelligent. I'm not a scientist, but 15 and 15 is zero. You just zero it out. Like, there's no, like, whatever you get back, you spend right with the next heal, basically. It's like, it's the craziest thing in the world. You end up being negative force. Like, if I get consumption, because if I consume at, like, 50 force, and or whatever, and I get 15 back, and then I don't know, resurgence. I just wasted. I like whatever I just got back is gone. But my bigger problem is 1.5 seconds. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm gonna say nothing for 1.5 seconds. I got my little stopwatch, and if I mess it up, I'm sorry. It's just, you know, I'm just being silly. But I'm gonna say nothing for 1.5 seconds. You tell me how long it lasts. That was 1.7 seconds, actually. That's a long time for nothing to happen. When you sit there and you watch your Tooncast for 1.5 seconds and the raid carries on, that's insane. If a DPS were to do something like that, a major thing in your thing, which I know it's, you know, it's not like, I realize that certain abilities like the Koto missile even is a 1.3, it's a 1.3 cast. Power Shot is a 1.3 cast. And Unload is a longer channel. But these are like abilities, DPS abilities on my Merc, who's right now spec heals, that are shorter casts than the 1.5 of whatever the hell consumption. It's ridiculous. Like, you want Sorcs and Sages to stand still in the middle of a fight, because it also roots you, by the way. You can't do it on the run. So for us to get our force back, you have to stand still and do nothing for 1.5 seconds. You can do nothing. You can't do a thing during that time while everyone's taking damage. How in the world is that supposed to help me burst? How is standing still, doing nothing, supposed to help me burst? And then after that's done, I use a heal like Innervate, which is a burst heal that has been nerfed. So I'm supposed to burst, doing for 1.5 seconds, getting my force back. Say I'm low, and then, oh, it's all gone to hell. I need to burst. Let me consume. And so for those 1.5 seconds, I do nothing. I get 15 force back. Then I probably use Resurgence, which negates the 15 force I just got back. And then I Innervate on somebody to burst, to actually burst heal. You're talking almost 2 seconds before I can actually start healing of part of my new burst that BioWare is giving me. It just makes no sense. Like, when you say these things out loud, it makes absolutely no sense. The fact that the heals are harder, hit harder, is good. The fact that the heals cost more is good, because I do believe in my heart that right now force management is far too easy on the live server. I've gone through and healed hard mode fights without even trying, really, honestly. I mean, just trying to run out of force, and I can't. Like, it was impossible to run out of force. I was healing these fights on my Sorc with super low gear, like 180 gear, on hard mode, like walkers, for instance. I did a pull one time on my Sorc with no crystal, and we almost beat it. Like, I forgot to put a crystal in my offhand. Like, it's ridiculously easy to manage force, and that's not because I'm, like, an amazing healer. It's because when you can manage your energy better, when you can manage your resources better, you can do better healing. You can do more healing. You can do more effective healing. So when you nerf force management, when you nerf energy management, when you nerf heat management, and the mirror on the other side, you nerf healing, because the better you can manage your thing, the more of it you have, the better your healing is. That's just, you know, nature. That's just like science. So make no mistake about it. The Sorcs are getting, Sages are getting nerfed, and it's going to be harder for you guys to do off DPS. It's going to be harder for you guys to burst. It's going to be harder for you guys to do progression. And when you get a battle res, it's going to be nearly impossible for you to get force back, because you're having to wait 1.5 seconds. You're dead. Essentially, you're dead and out of the raid for another 1.5 seconds after a res. And even then, probably longer, because you're going to have to do it more than once. And each time, again, it's 1.5 seconds. It doesn't make any sense. I don't know why they're messing with consumption and noble sacrifice. It's one of the more vital abilities in a game for any of the healing classes. It's the only way Sage and Sorcs have to get force back. It's the only way that you guys have to stay viable during a raid, to fix an error, to fix a problem in the raid. Bursting has always kind of been a problem for Sages and Sorcs, not because the heals aren't there, but because getting your force back was challenging. In the 2.x era, force management was challenging, and I thought it was fine, but it was challenging. It was the harder of all of them. Messing with consumption really in any way, certainly in any way that changes the nerf, changes the numbers of it and changes what it does, is a problem for that class, and it changes the play style. It does a lot of what BioWare says it's not going to do. BioWare doesn't want to change the play style of the class. Well, you're going to. They say that this improves the quality of life of the Sorcs and Sages. It does not. They say that this is going to help with burst. It, in fact, will not help with burst. It'll make you less bursty. So I don't know what's going to happen with live server. There's still plenty of time. It's very possible that they'll make another change, that they'll make another tweak, and I don't know. I do know right now they're getting a little too cute with the Sages and the Sorcs, and they, if anything else, then just leave us alone. Buff, I don't even care if they don't buff the heals, honestly. Make them a little more expensive, it's fine. Otherwise, leave us alone. The heals are fine. The numbers are huge on the Sage and the Sorc. And PvP, they're monsters. Sages are PvP, are monsters in PvP. PvE, you can do really good numbers. It's not a problem. But it is easier to manage force than it needs to be. I'll give them that. I went too long on that. So the next 5 minutes, I'll talk about something else. The operatives. The nerf to Koto Probe is concerning. I don't think it's as big a deal as consumption, but it is concerning. For only one stack to tick instead of two is by itself kind of awkward. You know, honestly, it's kind of a weird playstyle change. But that's okay. What the worst part about it is that it's really nerf. The crits are minuscule compared. And when you consider that Koto Probe is a really big way for operatives to keep tactical advantage or to get tactical advantage, any nerf concerns me. But certainly less of a tick concerns me. A lot of times on my operative, my overhealing would be ridiculous because I just probe to keep tactical advantage up because I'm using Koto Infusion more than I used to. And both Koto Infusion and Koto Injection consume tactical advantage. I don't believe Nanotech does, but I haven't been on my operative in a little while. So that's a problem. So now the big way to keep tactical advantage is Koto Wave, but Koto Wave is a standstill kind of ability. So just, you know, having to manage and juggle and get tactical advantage, I think, I might be wrong, but I think it's going to be a little harder. The bigger issue is that Koto Probe is just a really big backbone of the class, and it's part of the mobility of the healer. They're, on one hand, they're giving you diagnostic scan on the run, which I think is amazing. That's one of the, like, better additions they've given healers in a really long time. Now, you know, it doesn't help overall. It doesn't make up for pro, but it's really a good quality. That actually is a quality of life improvement. Given the design of the fights, it's really important that healers can run around and get their management back, which is why consuming on a standstill cast is insane. But, you know, to be able to diagnostic scan on the run is great. It's great more for PvE than it is for PvP. Just because in PvE, you know, a PvP, it's really easy to manage energy and the people leave us alone. They don't really focus you the way they should, at least not in regs. So it's a really big PvE improvement. It's amazing for that. I really appreciate that. But nerfing Koto Probe makes me really sad. I'd rather they have boosted Koto Probe and left every other heal alone. Like, they buffed Koto Injection. They buffed, I believe, I might be wrong, and I'm sorry if I am because I don't have the notes in front of me. I believe they buffed Koto Infusion. They definitely buffed Koto Injection and Underworld Medicine. And from what I can tell, they didn't make it any more expensive. And that's great. Koto Injection is a great heal. If it crits really nicely, it's a big heal. But I'd rather they left that alone and just buff Koto Probe, honestly. And or made Surgical Probe free. But that's my concern with the operative. It's just the Koto Probe change is a big one. I said earlier that I thought it was made it easier for me because I only had to keep one stack. But when I went and actually looked at the heal, that one stack is really sad. And there's not a lot of reasons to use it anymore, honestly, except for just spamming heals on the run just to help, you know, keep tanks up while we're running around, to hopefully get any tactical advantage crits that you need from that. But it shouldn't be, and it probably won't be as big a heal for the operative and scoundrel class as they have been in the past. So with the slow release med pack and the Koto Probe nerf is going to be a problem, I think, for operatives. But I think at the end of the day, maybe with some number tweaks, you're probably okay. You'll just have to rely a lot more on casting. You'll have to rely a little more on nanotech than you probably would like to. And you'll have to work in some Koto waves here and there, which is a really strong heal. Just got to sit still. But diagnostic scan on the run is awesome. For the last minute and a half, I'll tell you about the merc changes. Whatever. Mercs are basically balanced. They're like, they nerfed one thing and buffed another. It's fine. They're fine. They can stop right now with mercs and I'll be just happy. They didn't really give us any more. They didn't really make our quality of life any different than it is now. They really, at the end of the day, I don't think they're gonna, this isn't really a buff. I wouldn't call it a nerf really. It's just a 50-50 kind of thing that doesn't really matter to the class. And I think that's because the class is so really well designed that it doesn't rely on any one thing more than another. So if you want to heal, if you want to nerf rapid scan or whatever they did and boost healing scan, cool. Healing scan hit for 7K the other day for me in a video. It's there. So if you want to boost that, rock and roll, man. So far, they've left AoE alone. I still think they're going to nerf AoE. But right now, the merc class is the master race, and I suggest all of you during 12 XP run a roll of merc or roll of Mando just in case they really go nuts with sorcs and operatives. So that's my time, 19.4 minutes. I have 20 minutes cap on my podcast. So I hope you guys are doing really well. Don't overreact. Just know that there's problems coming. But don't overreact just yet. We still got time for the devs to do something. But 12-time XP is coming. Take advantage of that. Run all the classes. You guys take care. Appreciate the support. Appreciate the help. Healing Swole Torn. Everything. Subscribe and like on Twitter. See ya.